In celebration of the 20th anniversary of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, we decided to visit with some of the people whose lives are intertwined with the bay and the estuary. Come along and join Sharon and John Rowley. Their whole family works in the Morro Bay fishery industry.
I'm Sharon Rowley.
And John Rowley. I was from down south, and I came up on a tuna boat, and we got blown into San Simeon, and then we spent some time in Morro Bay, and I just couldn't find it within myself to go back to L.A. area. Been up here ever since, and involved in the sport fishing, commercial fishing, and then Sharon made the nets for most of the commercial fishermen here. So when we started in Morro Bay, there was, I believe it was 9 sport fishing charter offices at the time, and now we're down to 2, so it's changed quite a bit since then. Future of the Morro Bay, what we see is it's just changing along with the times, but it's still trying to cling on to its past a little bit, and I don't know how it's going to turn out in the future. I think things are definitely going to change.
Because of the Morro Bay National Estuary Program, I see a lot of good things because they're working to, you know, keep it preserved. Seems like people are a lot more aware today of pollution and not polluting things. And it seems like there's always something being done to improve those things along those lines.
We see the water quality getting a lot better. Just the way it's being used is going to be different than it has in the past, but that's just like any place, I guess. Population stayed about the same constantly since we've been here. The sign coming into town used to say, "Welcome to Morro Bay, a unique fishing community." Now, it doesn't say that anymore. It's come visit our motels.
Well,
it's had its ups and downs, and right now it seems to be on an upswing from where it was 5 or 10 years ago. It's all coming back real good, and it's a lot more viable than it was in the past for these guys to start going out and doing it again. The fishing fleet has been reduced quite a bit, but as that's been reduced, the dollar price of the fish has went up, and it's...
Eels.
Our daughter did that for a while, too.
Tell us about that.
They're what they call hagfish, and they're caught offshore here, and then they bring them in and unload them in one of the docks down here. I kind of manage that a little bit.
I always feel good when I'm down here. Even though we live 10 miles up Highway 41, we come to Morro Bay about once a day for something. It's just always a good feeling being down here. I'm proud because it's a tight-knit community. The fishermen along here, even the... You know, the people that walk along the waterfront and care about the harbor and the bay. And
seems like everybody that goes away, they move away, and a couple years later, they're back. They can get away, but for not for very long.
Yeah, it's like grass is greener on the other side, but, oh yeah, Morro Bay, it's even better. So they come back.